Now, most people, in the course of their meditation practice, are concerned for a very long time with meditation in the first and second senses. Meditation as concentration and meditation as meditation. It'll be usually a long time before they're ready to come to meditation in the sense of contemplation. Most people are concerned simply, to begin with the integration of all their scattered energies. They want to pull themselves together. They want to be one person, not a number of conflicting selves. They want to have all their energies flowing together harmoniously. They don't want to waste their energy in conflicts, internal and external. They want to be whole. They want to be harmonious. And that's the only way in which they can really deploy their energies properly and be really happy. And then after that, when that has been achieved, they're concerned with trying to lift their consciousness somewhat above the usual, somewhat above the so-called normal level. In other words, what most people who take up the practice of meditation are concerned with, to the extent that they actually do practice and experience, is to transform a lower into a higher state of consciousness. This is what essentially we're concerned with when we take up meditation or when we try to meditate. Man is essentially consciousness. We are what our state of consciousness is. Our state of consciousness is us, our overall state of consciousness. It's what we are, essentially. So in the course of our spiritual life in general, and in the course of our meditation practice in particular, we're concerned with changing our state of consciousness, which isn't an easy thing to do, changing it from a lower to a higher state. This is not only not very easy for the vast majority of people, for those who are not spiritually gifted from the very beginning. This is very, very difficult indeed. There are all sorts of hindrances. There are all sorts of obstacles. We know there are plenty of obstacles outside, but there are even more obstacles, we may say, inside. Obstacles in our own minds. There are obstacles in our own present state of conditioned consciousness. And the old Buddhist tradition summarizes these obstacles, these hindrances, which hold us down in a lower state of consciousness and prevent us rising to a higher state of consciousness, summarizes them under the general heading of what are known as the five defilements, which are also sometimes known as the five poisons, because they poison the whole of our existence, and if we're not careful, bring us even to spiritual death. And what are these five? They're first of all distraction. Secondly, aversion. Thirdly, craving. Fourthly, ignorance. And fifthly, conceit. Now, for these five defilements or poisons, for overcoming these five poisons or defilements, there are five different types of practice. And these are what we call the five basic methods of meditation. In other words, for overcoming each poison, each defilement within our own lower consciousness, there's a specific method of meditation. And we're advised to use these methods according to our own temperament. In other words, if one particular poison or defilement predominates, then we concentrate on the corresponding method of meditation, which remedies that. And if we find, for instance, our experience changes, if we find, say, that one particular defilement is predominant one week and another defilement predominant the next week or the next month, then we can change our method of practice accordingly. So let me go briefly through these five methods of meditation, these five basic methods, and give you some idea of how these five defilements or five poisons are counteracted and overcome.